Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Regarding the message yesterday about how I differentiate between thoughts, thinking, and the wasawas of shaitan, and vision or inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I explain it. If my habit dhikrullah, if my heart connected to Allah, if I always have my thought returned to Allah, and after that I beg Allah for guidance, and after that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for me, after that I make Salatul Istikhara, and I beg Allah always to choose for me and make it a habit, and plan for me, I do not know how to plan. After all this, if you have any doubt about what you're doing, you go to a learned person you trust and you ask for consultation. Okay? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulu teaching us and advising us. If we do not know, we go to somebody who know. And after that even, we make dua to Allah to guide us to what is good for us in this life. And this processor should be all the time until we have the habit to consult number one with Allah and beg Allah to guide us and consult respected sources for us, and after that even we make a lot of dua and a lot of zikr to ask Allah to guide us. This is the sequence inshallah. If we keep doing that with united heart with Allah, begging Allah to choose for us, and like I tell you yesterday, for example, whatever idea, whatever thought coming in your heart, it's very simple. You keep begging Allah, Allah, if this idea or thought or whatever decision I want to make is good for me in this life and hereafter, make it easy for me, Allah. Open for me, Allah. Don't make it a source of fitna for me, Allah. Is this will cause me a good deed to please you, Ya Allah? Make it happen, Ya Allah. And if it's from my nafs and my shaitan and the evil of myself, get me away from it, Ya Allah. By this way, it is the habit of ubudiyyah. The problem in here, the majority of us, either emotion freak or mental freak, and shaitan take over with emotion on our nafs, or shaitan take over with our intellect and make us thinking until he destroy us and make us waste our time. 99% of 100 or more, the majority of people under the influence of shayateen and their nafs and the evil of their nafs. Very few people in whole earth can be united with Allah. But that's why you want to develop the habit dhikrullah, unite your heart to Allah. Don't have the habit of thinking too much, because thinking too much is not a thinking, because you do not know what's going on. Remember, if you're going to die tonight, what are you going to do? This topic is very hairy, because all of us today, 99.99999, okay, is full of dunya. By this way, our thought, our thinking, everything from dunya. This is why you find out the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Hayya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith, Allahumma aslih li sha'ni kullu, wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his name to take care about all your affair, and don't make me rely on myself a blink of an eye. Don't make me rely on myself a blink of an eye. Oh Allah, plan for me, I do not know how to plan. Choose for me, I do not know what to choose. And after that, again, is a processor. I'm going to repeat myself one more time. Dhikrullah, dua, istikhara, beg Allah. And if you're not sure, go to consult somebody. Beg Allah again to guide you, to put it in your heart what's good for you. No problem at all, but build the habit inshallah, even until the last moment. Just have the habit to call Allah and beg him, Allah, please choose for me, Allah. Choose for me, Allah. Make it easy for me, Allah. Accept, Ya Allah. Make it a source of hidayah, not a source of fitna. And if I'm sincere in my dua, I promise you, Allah will guide you. I promise you, Allah will guide you. But we have to be sincere in our dua, in our thinking, in our thought, and this is the difficult part. I hope I answer your question. If it's not, please let me know. I will be more than happy to assist you again until you get it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But again, we make dua. Oh Allah, plan for me. I do not know how to plan. Choose for me, and don't make me choose except what you choose for me, Allah. And make me content with what you choose for me, Allah. And make me have barakah on what you choose for me, Allah. And oh Allah, please, Ya Allah, whatever I try to do, make it a source of hidayah, a source of pleasure for you, Ya Allah, a source of ubudiyyah and closeness to you, Allah. And if it's not, get it away from me, Allah. Please, get it away from me, Allah. Make me always do what beloved to you, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.